Hello, Shelley, everyone. This is Holly, and I'm going to record a response for you. You wrote, "This is a student's question, and I am assuming that the following text is what the student wrote, and I will read that as you have it here. I have a wonderful time here. I really appreciate what you and your family have done for me. Thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing you again. Goodbye. Have a safe flight home. After tomorrow." She went her way, looking back wistfully again and again. So, correct grammar. I had a wonderful time here. It sounds like I had would be the correct tense here because you are saying goodbye. So I had or I have had, because technically they haven't yet left. So it could be I've had a wonderful time here. Most native speakers would probably just say, I had a wonderful time. I really appreciate what you and your family have done for me. Thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing you again. Bye. Bye. Have a safe flight. We might say, have a safe flight home, but have a safe flight. As I'm waving goodbye. Talk to you tomorrow. See you on Skype tomorrow. See you next time. Tomorrow seems uncertain to me because it sounds like a situation where you might not see, where these two parties may not see each other again very soon. So tomorrow, see you tomorrow, is common for someone you're going to school with or to work with, and as you leave for the evening or leave in the afternoon and know that you are not likely to see them again until tomorrow, then often people will say, as if it were a full sentence, tomorrow, see you tomorrow. So see you tomorrow, as in I will see you tomorrow, or just tomorrow, as you are waving, is something I can imagine happening. But here I'm not sure that tomorrow would work. So see you soon. Talk to you on Skype tomorrow, maybe. So this is what I am guessing this will be referencing. But it's possible that it's a long flight, a 14-hour flight, and or longer, and you know it's going to be long, exhausting, and lots to do when this person gets home. So it might be very polite to give them at least one full day tomorrow before you contact them. So in that case, in that sense, maybe the meaning is day after tomorrow, and talk to you day after tomorrow might be the intended meaning. As Lee said, this doesn't sound very natural to me, after tomorrow. But it's possible that there's a situation where tomorrow is not an opportune time to talk with someone. So it will be after tomorrow. I don't think I've ever said that, but that's the only scenario I can imagine. So I hope something here is helpful for you, for your student, and I hope you find out what the answer is. Most of the note is very nicely written. Thanks. Bye-bye.